Under the leading regionalist painter Thomas Hart Benton at the Arts Students League. He was initially influenced by Benton's rural American subject matter, but later came into contact with a group of European emigre artists who had been displaced to New York by the outbreak of war. It is perhaps a natural reaction to think of the sudden surge of activity in the New York art world as being the result of the outbreak of war in Europe. Yet, by no means all of these émigrés came from Paris, and in actual fact, very few of them were French. In 1997, the Los Angeles County Museum presented a show called Exiles and Émigrés that focused on exactly this subject. It was later seen at the Neue Nationalgalerie Berlin, but maybe significantly, did not get a showing in either Paris or New York. The list of artists included is long and impressive, but most of them were not actually French. The names span a wide range of national origins: Chagall, Dali, Lipschitz, Mondrian, Mata, Moholy-Nagy, Albert, Max Ernst, George Grosz. Exceptions in being indisputably French were Masson, Léger, and Tanguy. Also, of course, there was Marcel Duchamp, not included in the show. Duchamp first arrived in New York in 1915, shuttled between Paris and New York, with a side trip to Buenos Aires between 1919 and 1923, made frequent trips to New York thereafter, settled in Greenwich Village in 1942, but once again returned to France after World War II, dying in 1968 at his house in Neuilly-sur-Seine and being buried in Rouen. His chosen epitaph, suitably ironic, was, "D'ailleurs, c'est toujours les autres qui meurent." Anyway, it's always the others who die. He has some claim, where 20th century art movements are concerned, to have been the greatest escapologist of them all. His most famous ready-made, a men's porcelain urinal retitled Fountain and presented unaltered as a work of art, seems not to have been his own idea in the first place. The person actually responsible for submitting the object, via Duchamp, to the non-juried Society of Independent Artists exhibition held in New York in 1917, was a slightly crazy German performance artist called Baroness Elsa von Freytag-Loringhoven, then living in the city. She seems to have intended it as a gesture of rebuke to the American government for entering the war on the side of the Allies. Though the influx of European artists vivified the New York art scene, and though American success in the conflict nurtured the conviction that America was now ready to assume a leading creative place in world culture, artistic activity in German-occupied Paris by no means came to a halt. What suffered under the occupation was artistic initiatives linked to surrealism, not least because the international surrealist movement had, in however uneasy a way, sought to ally itself during the interwar years with Soviet communism. This led to a turnaround in official attitudes to leading members of the movement that had preceded surrealism in the leadership of the visual arts. As Hilton Kramer noted in an article published in the New Criterion in 1992, Fauvism, which at the time of the Degenerate Art Exhibition in Munich in 1937 was still regarded by the Nazis as an example of the decadent art marked for destruction, was transformed less than 5 years later under the occupation into a style eminently acceptable to all parties, both the Nazi censors and the French painters, critics, and dealers who were eager to pursue their careers under Nazi rule. Borrowing the quote from Michel Kohn, an American art historian who has written extensively on this period, Kramer cites Hitler's remark to Albert Speer, "Are we to be concerned with the intellectual soundness of the French people? Let them degenerate if they want to, all the better for us." Kramer notes the vigorous activity of leading Paris commercial galleries during the years of the occupation. Among established members of the art world, Jean Cocteau, Aristide Maillol, Georges Rouault, Raoul Dufy, and Henri Matisse had solo exhibits at Galerie Carré. Cocteau in May, Matisse in November, Maillol in December 1941, Rouault in 1942, Dufy in June 1943, Pierre Bonnard had shows at Petrides in 1941 and in 1943, Maurice Utrillo in 1942, Othon Fries in March 1943, and the naïf painter Bombois in February 1944. Georges Braque was the featured artist at the Salon d'Automne of 1943 and had an exhibition at the Galerie